Dr. Librand and his wife, Jody, of 34 years, homeschooled their five children from birth to college, where they all excelled in academics and community, the University of Texas, and Abilene Christian. With their combined degrees, two BAs, two masters, one doctorate, Fred and Jody have stuck with their faith and their obsession with practical learning. As a result, the overall theme of teaching them to learn how to learn invades everything they offer.
I want to make a special, impassioned plea for you to include the arts somehow in your homeschooling, especially. I think we ought to include it in mass education, public, private, etc. Sometimes it gets cut first. I guess often it does. Because people don't see the practical nature of it. They don't see how it makes us money. You know, STEM, the nature of science and engineering and mathematics, that stuff seems to be obvious because that's where the paying jobs are. That's that specialized knowledge. But I think we miss out on something very powerful with the fine arts in particular. These things that are about aesthetics and beauty. We don't need more paintings. We don't need more music. The world's fine without it. But there's something in the nature of humans that creates this stuff. And I would argue it's quite cool. But I'm not going to argue the benefit to us emotionally, practically, and all kinds of things related to our own unique gifts, our abilities, talents. I want to talk to you about one practical thing that the arts offer that science has a hard time with, science and math. And that is the creative process. You see, the creative process is really about, there's nothing. And then after the process is through, there's something. It's called creating. So you go from nothing to something. Math is largely problem solving. And that's usually about removing something, like the X. You know, we've got to remove it and replace it with the answer, 72 or whatever it is. That's the challenge, that a lot of the nature of the problem solving world, which I'm fond of, is about removing things, whereas the creative process is about bringing things into being. And here's the trick. It's that practice in the arts that develops that creativity that's going to come in handy all of life. In fact, I want to tell you, my son Tripp studied studio art, my oldest son, homeschooled from all the way to college, went to the University of Texas to study studio art, and is a fine artist, no doubt about it. However, what he's been doing for the past several years has been working with business modeling. That is where you're using programming and science and modeling to make predictions about the future for businesses, organizations, that kind of thing. So they set up these models, and then you can play with the model, and businesses can make more strategic decisions. A lot of math, a lot of science. How does studio art guy get into that? Well, long story, and I won't bore you with it, except to say this. He learned the program they use, Mathematica, I think ahead of everyone. And the way he did it, he told me, was just like he learned to paint. You figure out what you want. In this case, it'd be to know how to program with this program. And he said, what you do is you take an action. You figure out a plan. You take an action. You step back and you look at it. And you see how it went. Make an adjustment. Take another action. Step back. Look at it. And then take another action, step back, look at it, make an adjustment. You keep doing that. That's what painters do, right? They have a painting, and they paint. And they look at it and go, ah. And they paint. Ah. And they paint. And then they mix some other color together, and then they move some things in, and they're constantly adjusting as they look at this painting. They're taking a blank canvas and turning it into something new. Work of art. Look, I don't know what you're facing in life or what you want your kids to face, how you're preparing them, but I know that when Tripp started studying studio art, people said, well, what will he do with that? And I said these words. I said, hey, it just looks to me like if you can start with nothing and create something, gosh, that skill ought to be really handy for employment. Turns out it is. Please. Art lessons, music lessons, appreciation of art, museum, tune into it that way. But really being engaged in the process, whether it's sculpting or poetry or writing or painting, any of these things, metallurgy, I don't know what all you're interested in, but include something like that, even if they're self-taught. a process of pen and ink would be great. If you'll do that exact thing, it'll be incredible, because you're going to be allowing your child as a self-teacher to really grow their understanding and appreciation for the power of the creative process, where they have a vision of what they want, they know what they're working with, they take an action, make an adjustment, take another action, adjust, another action, until they have the very thing they want. So, I hope that's helpful.